This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia says Ukraine carried out a missile strike on the main headquarters of its Black Sea Fleet and one serviceman is missing. Images posted on social media on Friday showed large plumes of smoke over the headquarters building in Annex Crimea. The defense ministry said five missiles were shot down by Russian air defense systems responding to the attack on the harbor in the city of Sevastopol. It comes a day after Russian missiles and artillery pounded cities across Ukraine, killing at least five people. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is to speak before the Canadian Parliament as part of his campaign to shore up support from Western allies for Ukraine's war against the Russian invasion, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Zelensky flew into Canada's capital late Thursday after meetings with President Joe Biden and lawmakers in Washington, where he faced questions about the flow of American dollars that had helped keep his troops in the fight against Russian forces. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau greeted Zelensky at Ottawa's airport and will also speak to Parliament on Friday. It's Zelensky's first visit to Canada since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Climate activists, including Greta Thunberg, gathered in the Swedish capital to mark the Global Day of Climate Strikes on Friday. Thunberg, marching with fellow protesters and holding a megaphone, shouted, "The people united will never be defeated." Youth activists worldwide call for climate justice and urge decision makers to take concrete climate actions. Others held signs reading, "People, not profit." This is VOA News. World leaders are hoping to soon send Kenyan troops to Haiti to quell gang violence there. Meeting on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed the issue with Kenyan President William Ruto. VOA's senior Washington correspondent Carolyn Prezuti reports.
Kenya will lead a multinational effort of at least 1,000 soldiers to help restore peace.
Mr. President, so good to see you.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken walks across the room to shake the hand of Kenyan President William Ruto Thursday at the United Nations, just a few hours before Ruto said this before the UN General Assembly.
The cry of our brothers and sisters who were the first people to win their struggle for freedom from colonial tyranny has reached our ears and touched our hearts.
So far, Jamaica and the Bahamas have offered to assist Kenya. Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News at the United Nations.
India's parliament has approved landmark legislation that reserves one-third of seats in its powerful lower house and in state legislatures for women to ensure more equal representation, ending a 27-year impasse over the bill amid a lack of consensus among political parties. But the wait is still not over, as the new law will not apply to next year's national elections. India's finance minister said it will be implemented in the 2029 national elections, following a new census and an adjustment of voting districts after next year's polls. Brazilian indigenous people erupted into celebration on Thursday after a majority on Brazil's Supreme Court overwhelmingly voted against a cutoff date limiting indigenous land claims. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Brazil's Amazon region and some farm states are home to 1.6 million indigenous people. The case before the Supreme Court stems from a land claim by the Xokling people in Santa Catarina State. The state government rejected their land claims, arguing the native community was not living on the disputed area in 1988, but the Xokling were evicted in the 1950s by tobacco farmers. And in rejecting the state government's cutoff date, the justices said indigenous communities not living on their lands in 1988 most likely had been expelled.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. A small but restive volcano near the Philippine capital Manila spewed above-average sulfur dioxide and volcanic smog on Friday, prompting authorities to close schools in dozens of cities and towns and urge people to stay indoors. Heavy pollution also shrouded buildings in the capital region in haze. Find more stories on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.